Hey there, all you red, white, and blue balls out there. It's your buddy Cranksy back with a special episode of Sample Central, number one internet radio music show for sample-based tracked music. This is episode 004, and it happens to be July 4th. It's actually July 5th, because I got lazy yesterday and binge-watched all of season 3 of Stranger Things, while the rest of the country was putting on its flag undies and blowing up everything in the name of freedom. So what we're going to do this time around is a bit of a reenactment, going back to when the colonies got pissed at the crown, wrote an angry letter, said sod off to all your Earl Grey and toss it in the ocean at the Battle of the Bulge, stormed the beaches of Normandy and called it the Revolutionary War. Or something like that. What do I know? I didn't frickin' finish high school. Or almost did. No, I did finish. Yeah, whatever. See, I don't even remember. So what we're going to do is play a pair of tunes. One from each nation, and let you decide who won each round. But also giving commentary is our special guest, my wife, Gurr. As in, yes, the robot from Invader Zim. So, we're not going to tell you who's who ahead of each file. We're just going to tell you the usual stuff, like our standard file size and technical module info. So pay attention if you really want to know who was who if you don't already know. So load up your muskets, strap on your boots, and let's get marching into battle. And for our first pairing, song one is a 52 kilobyte 4-channel dot mod. And song 2 is a 133 kilobyte 4-channel dot mod as well. We'll be right back. So that was pairing number one.
Yes.
Before I say who is who and what's what do you think?
Okay. So I like the first one because it reminded me of a Sheila E. song. Like, I felt like it was, like, the melody was, like, a vocal melody, like, more of a female vocal melody.
Okay.
But, I like the second one because I liked the changes that they did within the song.
Like, the key changes.
The key changes and stuff. Like, I was excited that they went down, like, diminished seventh and stuff. But it was too much layers happening in the beginning that it was kind of all muddled and it didn't, like, I'm all down for multiple layers, but it was too much.
So, too much.
Too much in the beginning.
But awesome key changes.
But awesome key changes.
But the first one you liked because
it reminded me of an 80s song.
Sheila.
Yes. What?
Okay. Well, if you had to pick a winner.
If I pick a winner, I'm picking number one.
Number one. I really... Hey. I don't have this ready. I can edit this out.
Sorry.
Thanks. I dropped the keyboard from my stupid tablet thing. Okay. Song one, as we introduced in the beginning, is a 52 kilobyte 4-channel mod. And song two was 133 kilobyte, also 4-channel mod. It's only 4 channels going on with all that crazy layers.
That's crazy.
It is kind of crazy. Song one was World of Love by Format from the United Kingdom.
Woo!
And song two was Penguin Night by Beat from the U.S.
Yay! The Redcoats won.
Redcoats won that one.
Okay.
Alrighty. And song one of this pairing, pairing number two, is 137 kilobyte 6-channel S3M Scream Tracker 3.20. And the second song from pairing number two is a 286 kilobyte 4-channel dot mod. We'll be right back. round number two.
Round number two. So, definitely the first one sounded like I was in a game, like a video game, which was cool. But second one was pretty cool because it actually sounded like it had guitars, which I was super excited about. Kind of like a CCR, Leonard Skinner kind of vibe, just with the groove. So I'm going to go with number two because it's groovy.
I would have thought you would have said Dave Matthews.
I didn't want to say that.
Just because I know you and you really like Dave Matthews.
I really do.
So number two.
And dos, yes.
Well, number one was actually in a game. Because it's called Exuding Titleness by Necros.
Okay.
Which, words. As the title alludes, is the title song from the game Zizit. Which Swivel will recognize because he played that game a bunch. It's by Tom Pytel, or as most seniors know him, as Tran.
Not Tron.
Tran. T-R-A-N. The very prolific DOS coder. He made a game at one point, and a bunch of demo sceners stepped up and made music for it.
That's cool.
So the song you liked, number two, is called Another Day by Big Jim for the UK.
Oh, no.
Which is funny because he later would go on to be in a group with Necros called Five Musicians. And this song was presented at The Gathering 1995, which it placed fourth in the multi-MIDI compo, multi-channel MIDI compo, which is weird because it's only a four channel. I don't know why he didn't enter it in the four channel compo because they had a separate compo for that.
Did he think people wouldn't believe that it was only four channels?
Maybe. But so, I don't know.
Isn't that something easily to prove?
Maybe he thought he had a better chance in the multi-channel one because it was that good.
I don't know.
All right. So that's a win for the UK.
Oh, God.
Is that two?
It's two.
That's two for the UK. All right. Moving on. Round number three. Song one is a 4-channel dot mod in 136 kilobytes. We'll be right back. And song number two in round number three is a measly 48 kilobyte 4-channel dot mod. Okay. Battle number three.
Dun, dun, dun.
Another pair of 4-channel mods. So we have some context there.
Definitely the groove section.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
I actually labeled this the 4-channel groove when I was sorting my directories and where to put stuff.
See? Look, I listen. I pay attention. Okay, so just some background. For those who don't know me, I do play an instrument. And I've been around classical music my whole life, so if I'm picky about certain things, it's just because personal preference, and not really, like, I get that doing a mod and is hard. Making an instrument sound like an instrument through a computer is totally hard. But with the first song, I do have to say I would appreciate a little more vibrato, just with, especially the long extended notes. It was just, like, it sounded a little bit clunky. To me?
On the saxophone.
Yeah. Everything else, totally groove. I totally love the beginning. I totally felt like it was like, you know, Marvin Gaye kind of feel. I just wish that it wasn't so much like sounding like you're just pushing a button instead of like giving those notes a little more character.
So adding like sort of a human touch.
Exactly.
Some vibrato, some little bends.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So that is my critique, but I totally dug it. Like,
yeah, it was always very hard to make saxophones sound realistic.
Saxophones suck in real life.
Yeah.
Sorry, but guys.
With samples back then, with the quality, and unless you were sampling a record, it was very hard to make them sound realistic.
Yeah. Any woodwind's going to sound weird. I mean, yeah. I played oboe my whole dang life. It sounds like a dying duck. So I judge not.
Okay. Song two.
Song dos. I totally, again, felt it was very groovy. It felt... I say a lot. Sorry, guys. It was comfortable. It was a good song to listen to. I don't know if it was groundbreaking, but I definitely liked it.
It had a good groove.
Totally good chill. And you could tell it was like the beginning of something that's going to be amazing. Like you could feel like the little like, those little things were kind of awesome. And placed really well, and like the bass line was really solid. So I'm gonna choose number two.
Number two. Well, okay, number two. Well, song one, before I get to that, was Captivated by Phobia. And that's Phobia with a F, not a PH.
Well, damn.
He's the opposite of fat, with a PH.
Dang it, yo.
Phobia of TSL, all the way back in 1992.
Oh.
From the UK.
Oh my god,
so that probably would have been done on an Amiga way back
in the day. Oh, okay, I take back everything. You did great.
Song two was North Star by Basshead.
for the Americans.
Well,
I'm which glad. Basehead has done some really awesome groovy stuff. This was a very old track of his. It was the only thing that I could find by the Americans that sort of had the same feel and the same kind of vibe, same kind of tune, and also was a 4-channel mod. So, but I'm pretty sure he's always been on PC. So he would have, he was kind of emulating the old Amiga mods at that point.
So yay.
Okay, one for the Americans.
One, nice.
Up next is the Battle of the Game Tunes. Maybe you retro computer gamers might recognize these, but we'll tell you all about that afterwards. Song 1 is a 4-channel dot mod in 70 kilobytes. And song 2 is a 99 kilobyte 6-channel .mtm, which is the multi-track module tracker made by the group Renaissance, which might give this one away. We'll be right back.
That was number four.
Number four.
The Battle of the Game Tunes.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay, so the first one I really, really liked because it was funky bassline, and I really liked the transitions. But the second one I really liked because I liked to dance to it. So what do I like? Do I like the funk or do I like to dance? Because I was literally like popping along to the second one the whole time.
Well, I loved like pretty much within the first, I don't know, like four measures of the first one. You shot me a look. It's like, oh, I know why you picked this one, Mr. Bass Player. It's got a funky bass line. Uh-huh. And I had to explain that it totally was arbitrary. I did not like choose that song. It was just the best song that I found by that particular composer to represent his nation.
Lie to yourself all you want. It's okay.
I already had something in mind to put it up against, and I knew it had to be good. So, because the second song, I know very well, and I love that song. So,
you're super serious.
Carry on.
My wayward son? What?
Which one?
Which one do I choose? Oh, God. It's like, do I like the little fun, or do I like to dance? I'm unsure. What are the criteria again?
There is no criteria. Just go with your gut.
My gut? Oh, I like the second one better.
You like the second one. Before we say what that is, the first song was the title screen song for Jaguar XJ220 on the Amiga by Martin Iveson, or as he was known in the scene, Nuke, from the UK.
Oh no, we're two for two.
So what would you expect from a video game made about a Jag?
Jeremy Clarkson?
They would have to get a musician from the UK.
Right.
Because it's
absolutely.
It's a British car. So number two was a very well-known track from the PC fighting game One Must Fall by CC Ketch of Renaissance. From the US, of course.
Hi, Renaissance peoples.
Yeah. It's a totally awesome game. I should dig that up and play it in DOSBox or something. It was a really neat, like, polygon 3D fighting game, all in software. So this was, like, pre, like, hardware, video card, acceleration, all done in software with all-tracked music. It was really neat.
Sweet.
Super catchy tunes.
It was very catchy.
Total classic. Nice. Awesome.
Yay!
And onward we go.
Wow, tiebreaker!
And for the final round, we have, last but not least, a couple of jazz and funk-inspired monster pieces from a few titans of the scene. Song 1 is a 30-channel Fast Tracker 2XM, clocking in at just shy of 1.3 megabytes. for our last and final tune of this round and the show. 496 kilobyte S3M from ScreamTracker 3.20 in 13 channels.
So it was Battle 5.
Battle 5. There was going to be 6, but I was told that an even number would not have a proper outcome.
We won't. How can you have a winner? If you've, like, okay, seriously, like, you need to have odd. 3-2. Right now we're 2-2.
Could have had tied. A Battle Royale.
Okay, but.
Is it 2-2?
It's dose to dose, yes.
I haven't kept count.
You fail. I love you, but you fail. Yes, two for Americans, two Brits.
So we had a jazzy, funky sort of combo there.
We did. There was a lot of solos.
A lot of solos.
We will count that as jazzy for you. I also feel like you're totally placating to me, because the first one was horror-ish and creepy, and I like scary films. I'm not a scary film nerd because I'm not that cool, but I am an enthusiast. So I feel like that one was a trick.
Which is totally not.
It is.
That was the first song that came to mind when I thought of this artist because I knew where he was from. So I knew I had to include him, and this was a song that I had on my phone for years that I used to listen to all the time. And I had to go find the song. I found it in a music disc that I didn't even know existed. It has a whole bunch of other songs that now I need to check out.
Well,
so I don't know where I got the song. I don't remember, but
yeah, the second one was nice. It was very much, I felt like I should be in like a wine bar listening to it.
Like a jazz
club. Like a jazz club.
But like an uppity jazz club, not like
slightly,
a,
yeah.
Not like a down and dirty.
Yeah,
and jazz I'm more club on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, and I'm more of the down and dirty and a Tuesday night kind of jazz club kind of girl.
Right.
So
on the south side.
Not, on the south
not,
side.
Not on the
no Harlem front. Avenue. Yes, Harlem Avenue. Represent what? So I'm gonna go with number one.
Number one.
Because it was creepy and it was jazzy at the same time.
Even though it was very long. But it never got boring.
No, which is good for me because I tended to fall asleep when I listen to complicated music.
Awesome. Well, number one is called There Goes the Neighborhood by Smash.
Yay!
From the UK.
Oh, I'm a Brit.
You are a Brit. The Indian one.
The Brits won.
We've rewritten history.
The Red Coats have won. Sorry, guys. We going so, back to drinking tea and saying things like Jag.
Jaguar.
Exactly.
Not Jaguar. Hey, dumb Americans. It's called Jaguar, not Jaguar.
And a bonnet and a boot.
Yes. And your car has a bonnet and a boot.
And a boot.
Not a hood. That's the roof. Duh.
Durr.
Anyway, that song was included in a music disc that he released through the group Theralight, which was their number 100 disc. So there you go. So number two is called Grey Note by Necros, which is from, of course, the Progression music disc.
Yeah, it's too fancy for me, but...
Too fancy.
Too fancy.
I just realized I included Necros twice in here. Okay. I think that sort of shows the bias.
Yeah, a little bit. But I mean, I was super impressed. I was super impressed that it sounded like it was recording from a music recording.
It sounds live.
It doesn't. Absolutely. Like with
and that was the idea.
With the whole like sound quality of the instruments to like even the audience clapping and stuff. I totally, if I didn't know any better, I literally thought I was just listening to a live recording from the Green Mill or something like that.
Yeah.
Green Dolphin.
Yeah, he's always had a... No, the Green Mill. He's always had a knack for doing those kind of hugely melodic songs with a lot of cool chord changes and a lot of very busy bass lines and super dense kind of songs. And a lot of them do sound realistic like that. You know, considering the limitations. This song's only 496 kilobytes, which is, what, a third of a floppy disk?
Word.
Where the first song is 1.3 megabyte, which for the time is a pretty big tune. I mean,
go big, go home? Question mark.
We've run over our time limit.
Oh, see, sorry.
No big deal. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
End scene.
Thanks,
Crazy, for having let me be on your show.
Thank you for being here.
Wah wah wah. Bye, guys.
So this is the part where I realized that I actually still have a whole bunch more time left. And I somehow screwed up my whole timeline as I was recording and moving shit around that I'm going to go ahead and include two more tunes that I originally had planned in here, which would have made for an even number of entries that would have screwed up the scoring system if we actually were bothering with that. So, yeah, I'm going to play them for you now. So, yay, bonus material. So first up, 194 kilobyte 16 channel impulse tracker 2.17 file, which actually is a mod plug tracker, which is based off of the .it format. It's Scratchbacker by Coda from the USA. And song two would have been the fifth pairing in this show is 124 kilobyte 17 channel Impulse Tracker 2.07, correct this time, by Liam the Lemming from the UK. This song was entered into the Trackering 25. I don't know where it placed, but my Google Foo kind of failed to dig up an archive of the Trackering Combo Party results. So if you know, hey, send me a link. We'll be right back. So who won? Who cares? We all win when we get to sit back and groove on the fine works of these legendary musicians and celebrate the art form no matter where it comes from. The scene is a global force where sharing is caring. So I share these songs with you in the spirit and in the hopes that you enjoy them as much as I have all these years and still continue to do so for ages. Let it never die and let the samples be free. I hope you enjoyed this little special episode of the American Independence Day 2019, where we reenacted the Revolutionary War, but without all the bayonet stabbing and dysentery. Just peace, love, and tasty grooves. Until next time, lift your pints high and say cheers, mate. It's your buddy Cranksy saying goodbye from Sample Central. Check you later! Sample Central!